In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Word of God for our devotion on this celebration Sunday is recorded in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, beginning at verse 14. These are the words of King David. "But who am I, and who are my people, that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. We are aliens and strangers in your sight, as were all our forefathers. Our days on earth are like a shadow, without hope. O Lord our God, as for all this abundance that we have provided for building you a temple for your holy name, it comes from your hand, and all of it belongs to you. I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things have I given willingly and with honest intent. And now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you. O Lord, God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, keep this desire in the hearts of your people forever, and keep their hearts loyal to you." This is God's Word. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dearly loved by God, the early results were in, and they were very generous. King David had begun the offering himself, and then the leaders of the people followed suit. The abundant finances that they had gathered now enabled Solomon to get started with his labor of love, to build a house for the Lord, to build the temple. The people noticed how generous their leaders had been, and the people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. David, the king, also rejoiced greatly. Now, it was their turn. Now they would have the chance to match and to follow the example of their king and their leaders. And the response would match. What a wonderful blessing that God's people rejoiced in the example of their leaders. In the first words of our text, David says, "But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this?" So notice that David also includes the people in this generosity of giving. David understood that the gift and the giving of this gift were not things that either he or his people came by naturally, but rather that the gift and the willing to give that gift was something that came from the Lord. There was nothing in them that made them willing to offer such generous sacrifices. What is the answer to David's question about how people could be so willing? Well, he gives the answer that it all comes from the Lord. It is, in fact, a generous response from a generous God. We see, first of all, that the Lord puts everything into our hands from His hand. And secondly, that the Lord keeps this desire and this loyalty in our hearts. In the early stages of building devoted hearts for Jesus, the leaders of our congregation have committed a little over $360,000 toward our goal of $400,000. Truly, this is a generous response, both in amount and in willing dedication to the project that we want to undertake. How are they able to do that? Well, David says, everything comes from you, and we have given only what comes from your hand. David gave what the Lord had given him. The leaders had given the Lord what he had given them. And now it was the people's chance, and today it is your chance to also give a generous response from a generous God. Everything that we have in our hands, and that's not only the abundance of material goods that God has given all of us, but a heart that is willing to give of that offering for the work of the kingdom of God, for the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Lord has been generous to us because He has given us and built devoted hearts for Jesus that want to offer of our goods. Who am I and who are we that we are able to do such a thing? I mean, think about that. We have to agree with David. We are aliens and strangers in your sight, as were all our forefathers. Our days on earth are like a shadow without hope. Just imagine people like us being able to be that generous and to be able to be willing to be that generous. How is that even possible? We are aliens and strangers to God because of our sins. We are by nature God's enemies. We are selfish, unloving people who think only of themselves by nature. How are we able to have that amount of money and have that willingness and that devotion and dedication to give that for the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ? What a miracle both of those are. That God has been generous to us in our material goods, generous in giving us a new heart and a new man that loves and is sacrificial. King David gives the answer, O Lord, our God, it all comes from your hand and belongs to you. The Lord has put everything into our hands from His hands. And that's our financial gifts and the willingness to give them. God promises that His word will not return to Him empty, but will accomplish the purpose for which He has sent it. God has sent His word into the world for the purpose of giving you and me saving faith in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. And in that saving faith, in that new man, in that new creation that we are, we love God and love one another and are willing in our service and sacrifice. And as Christians, the Lord tests us. He tests us to see if our actions match our words. He tests us to see if our devotion and our integrity are genuine as we match our confession of faith in Jesus as our Savior with our actions of returning to Him the first fruits of the blessings that He has given us. As we gather the rest of the promise cards today and perhaps some in the days ahead, it is my prayer and it is my conviction that our leaders and all of you will say with David, all these things I have given willingly and with honest intent. And we know that that honesty and that willingness and that devotion and that integrity will continue as we continue to grow as stewards of God's blessings. As God, through His Word, continues to build devoted hearts for Jesus that use everything that He has filled into our hands that comes from His hand. Now, certainly, don't we? We want that willingness and that desire and that loyalty to continue in the future. And so this too is a generous response from our generous God, because it is the Lord who keeps that desire and that loyalty in our hearts. David knew that those things were not something that come naturally to him or to the leaders in Israel or to the people, and they don't come that way to us. And so he included this very important prayer as part of his prayer to God. O Lord, God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, keep this desire in the hearts of your people forever, and keep their hearts loyal to you. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, or Jacob, are our forefathers also, aren't they? They are our spiritual fathers. As we share with them faith in God's promises and God's promise of the Savior. For them, it was a certain hope to come in the future. For us, it's a certain hope that has come in the past. We talked about being the spiritual children of our spiritual forefathers last Sunday as we celebrated Reformation. As our forefathers, our spiritual fathers, remained devoted to Christ, loyal to Christ and to His Word, and were willing to give everything that they had for the cause and the sake of the gospel, in generosity that led many of them even to give up their lives. What a blessing of God! What a gift that God has placed into our hands that we share that faith of our spiritual fathers, that we share that generosity of our spiritual fathers in our abundant giving. God has granted to Bethlehem congregation generosity and loyalty to Him. And those attitudes are part of the everything that God has placed in our hands from His hand. And the continuation of those things begins at the cross. It remains in effect by the power of the cross. It is with our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, with our eyes fixed on the cross of Jesus Christ, that we will remain devoted and loyal followers, generous in our support of the gospel. And with eyes fixed to the heavens, we will continue by God's power to go about the work that He has given us to do. With our eyes fixed to heaven, looking and watching for our redemption to draw near, to bring the salvation of our souls. Today is the first Sunday in end time, as we once again remind ourselves how close Jesus is to returning. We may not be able to do anything with the generosity of our congregation. We may not be able to build anew. But wouldn't that be wonderful today to be taken to that temple that is not built with human hands, to be taken into heaven in the presence of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. What a day that will be, either when we die or when Jesus returns, and to hear our Savior say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share my Master's happiness." Please permit me, your pastor, to rejoice with David on a very personal note and in a very personal way, and echo his words, "And now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you." And I'm not surprised, but I'm not impressed, as if I thought you and I were able to do any of this by our own volition. But I believe with David, and I know that all of you believe it too, that what we have gathered and what we will gather and how we use it is only a generous response from a generous God. Amen.